You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is March the 26th, and on this day, in 1971, one of the most iconic logos in rock was first used. At the Marquee Club in London, on the VIP passes for the Rolling Stones gig, the now famous Lips and Tongue logo was printed. It was designed by John Pash, a student at the Royal College of Art in London. Now, the Stones management contacted the college looking for a student to design a European tour poster. John won that, and he was given another assignment. Design as a logo. And he did. Legend has it he got paid £50 for doing so. I wonder if he ever got more from it, though. On this day in 1977, The Clash released their debut single, White Riot. It wasn't available in the US for another couple of years. And birthdays, well, born on this day in 1948 is the legendary frontman Steven Tyler. He is, of course, the lead singer of the best-selling American hard rock band of all time, Aerosmith, who've sold more than 150 million records since the early 70s. Steven is 75 years old today. But for today's main show, we're going a little bit different and looking at the one-hit wonder that was number one in the UK on this day. Yes, the number one song in the UK on this day in 1991 was The One and Only. It was a chart topper around the world, was the ninth biggest selling song of the year in Britain as well, and appeared on lots of movies, including Doc Hollywood starring Michael J. Fox and Buddy's film starring Roger Daltrey. Now, the singer, Chesney Hawkes, was discovered by Daltrey, and when looking for a song to help burst him onto the scene, they turned to 80s hitmaker Nick Kershaw. I interviewed Nick, who played Live Aid at Wembley Stadium many, many years ago. I think it was 20 years ago I spoke to him. And we spoke about this big hit. 1989, it was the last year, well, the last album you released for 10 years at that point, The Works.
Yeah.
You kind of took a back step, didn't you, basically? Came out of the limelight and you concentrated more on writing for other folk. I mean, why did you decide to do that?
Well, I was kind of, you know, I was half pushed and half jumped, really. The deal with MCA Records was up. And I just thought, well, do I want to go somewhere else? And I really didn't at that point because I was, I don't know, I was just fed up with the whole touring, recording cycle. I just thought, you know, I'm a bit tired. It'd be good if I could just stay at home, write songs and other people record them and just sort of keep my head down.
And that kind of worked magically, didn't it?
Well, it did at first, yeah. I got incredibly lucky at first because one of the first ones out of the bag was The One and Only for Chesney Hawkes. Right place, right time.
What was the inspiration for that one then?
I don't remember, to be honest. I remember I kind of wrote it and just sort of dismissed it, really, and just stuck it on a shelf because it wasn't something that I ever would have recorded, and it just sounded a bit, this made you laugh, it sounded a bit 80s to me. So I didn't bother with it, and it's only because Chesney's dad walked into Warner Chapel Music one day and said, have you got any songs for this movie that Chesney's making with Roger Daltrey? And that was played to him, and he says that would be great, and that's just, you know, that's why it happened.
Did you feel as happy seeing somebody else having a huge hit with something you'd written?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, because Chesney was getting all the stick, and I was getting all the glory. Fantastic.
Did part of you not wish that you kind of sang it and released it yourself?
Never.
Never?
No, not at all. I mean, if I had done, it wouldn't have been that huge hit. You know, it's a combination of things make a record a hit, and Chesney was a big part of that.
No, This Day Rocks tomorrow, as it's the big interview show and features a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame guitarist, so make sure you don't miss it. Until then, though, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.